Erev Shabbos, Parashas Noach, Tavshin Samach Zayin. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Perachov Beis Pasik Vav, Chanech Lanar Al Pi Darkoi, educate the youth, be mechanech the youth according to his way, train them according to his way, Gam Ki Yaskan Lo Yosem Yemeni, even when he gets older, he will not go away from it. The question we're asking is, what does it mean from it? From the way? He won't go away from that way? Maybe Gam Ki Yaskan Lo Yosir Mimena, we will not go away from that chinuch. Now, when you want to be mechanech a small child, what do you give him? Here, if you dive nicely, I'll give you a lollipop. If you do this mitzvah, I'll give you a quarter. So when he gets older, that too, he has to look for his lollipop in order to dive nice well. In order to get him to do mitzvahs, he needs another quarter. So you say, all right, you have to raise the stakes a little bit. Oh, I see it works. Okay.
He takes it back.
Right? We'll put that question on hold. Let's start the parsha. We begin, Eila told us, Noach ish tzadik, tamim ha'ibadei reisav. These are the children of Noach. Noach was a righteous, perfect person in his generation. As alakimus alach Noach, Hashem walked with God. Vayela Noach shlei shabonim, and Noach begat three children, as Shem, as Chom, and as Yafes. So what's the problem with the first pasuk?
Doesn't list his generations.
Doesn't list his children. Eila told us, these are the children of Noach, and it doesn't go to list the children of Noach. That's the problem. That's what Rashi's bothered with. So Rashi gives two answers to this problem. Now, it does list his children. Where's that? In the second pasuk. But Eila told us Noach, and first tells us Noach is a tzaddik, and then it lists his children. So Rashi's first pshat is, Hoyel v'hizkiroi siper b'shvachoi. Since we mentioned Noach, we mentioned this name, so we start talking praiseworthy ideas about who this person was. As it says, Shenema, the precedent for this is Zecher Tzadik Lavracha. When you mention a Tzadik, it should be for a Bracha. Mention good things about this Tzadik. Fine. We're not going to dwell on that Pshat of Rashi. Rashi has the Davar Acher. Another Pshat, Limeid, we learned from here, She'ikar told Oiseim Shel Tzadikim Ma'asim Tevim. That the main told us of a person, of a tzaddik, are his good ways. What does it mean, the main told us of a person? There's the main and then there's the secondary. Iker told they say him, Shel tzaddikim asim tevim. What's the iker? When there's an iker, that means there's a tafel. Iker and tafel. There's the main and then there's the secondary. Now, what does it mean, Iker told they same? What are told they? Told us are children. So, Iker told they same, the main children of a person are his Maisim Tevim. So, what's the Pshan in that? So, the Maharal, was just going to explain the Pshan in Rashi here. The Maharal, in his Sefer Gur Arya, in this Rashi, explains this is what Rashi means. That really, a person has two offspring. Two things that he produces. Fruits of his labor. As the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Imru tzadik kitayv, tell a tzadik that kitayv, that for the good things that he does, he's going to get reward. Kiprima alaleim yechelu. That the fruits of his labor, or the fruits of his work, he's going to get reward from. So you see, says Maral, that the Navi here calls ma'asim tevim, the fruits. Something that you bear fruit. You do something and it bears fruit. This is what you come out. This is what you produce from it, from your good deeds. So it's called peiros or toldos. So Maral says really a person has two toldos, two offspring. One are his children, his biological children, and one is his ma'asim tevim, his good deeds. What we see from this pasuk by the fact that it preceded first who Noach was, he was an ish tzaddik. And only secondly said he had three children, Shem, Chom, and Yafes. So we see of the two toldos, which one is the main one?
Ma'asim
Tevim. Because it could have said, Ela told this Noyach, Shem Chov and Yefes. And V'Noyach is Tzadik. And then it would have told me, you could have said also that both told us of Noyach. Ela told us Noyach, Shem Chov and Yefes. And Noyach was a Tzadik, and that's also a told of Noyach. But the fact that we preceded the Masim Tevim of Noyach, the Noyach was his Tzadik, first we mentioned that, and then we mentioned Vayel and Ev Shem. So you see, of the two told us, the two offspring of Noyach, this is the main one.
But Rashi says, in general, Tzadikim have the Masim Tovim listed as their Toldos son. So we're holding this by Rashi, by Noach only? Rashi says, Lam Dechashi Ikra told us, Sehem Shal Tzadikim Masim Tovim, right? As you just taught us. So my point is, are we holding only by Noach for this, or in general, do Tzadikim get listed their Masim Tovim first?
Oh, yeah, that's what Rashi's saying. That's what Rashi's telling us, that why did the Torah put it this way? Why did the Torah lay it out like this? Because he says, really, there are two toldos of a person has. Two offspring. They're his Masim Tevim, and his children. But here, the Torah wanted to point out that when we refer to a tzaddik, and from this tzaddik, as we'll see, this is the first tzaddik mentioned in the Torah, and this is what we're supposed to learn from this tzaddik Noach, that the main thing, and therefore what a person should spend most of his energy into, and what a person should take most of his pride in, is the Iker toldos saying. The main toldos, he has two toldos. One is himself, and one is his children. The main tolda of a person, the main fruits of a person, are himself. And he explains why with two different reasons. They're both correct, but two different reasons why. The ikar toldos, Yemeshal Tzadikim, is Maisim Tevim. His secondary, anyone's secondary toldos, are his children. But the main children of a person, the main tolda of a person, is the person himself. So the first way he explains it is very simple. He says, make a cheshbin. Every person, every child that's born, has how many partners to that child? Three partners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abba, V'ima. And the Gemara says that really Hashem gives a lot more than the Ava Aim. The Gemara splits it up in terms of 10 parts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and the Av gives 5 parts, and the mother gives 5 parts. So even within this three-way partnership, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more of a percentage over here, more of a portion. So really, in my own children, I only have a third. I'm only a third partner, so it's only a third of me that sort of is my chelik in this child. And even of that third, I have less of a third than the main partner.
You're a third, but you only have 25% of...
25%
of the doing.
Okay? So, and in my own Ma'isim Tevim, and the deeds that I do, how much am I a partner in it?
100%.
Well,
you can argue it's only 50%.
Why? Because
Hashem is directing you.
Because Hashem. No, so that we know. That when the Gemara is saying here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a partner in the creation of a child. He's a partner in everything, in every creation. So of course, everything we do, any move we do. But in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to do, he said that you're on your own. The Masim Tovim for you to do, that you're on your own. To try to have a child on your own, impossible. There you need me to be part and parcel of it. There you need me to be hands-on. But in this Masim Tovim, I said that I give to you, and you're 100% owner of that. And as that's why, by a child, if a child has, let's see, my father's telling me I should be Mechal of Shabbos. He wants me to come drive a car to him on Shabbos. So what does the Gemara say? You can't listen to him. Why? Because you have to listen to Hashem. Why? Because Hashem is more of a partner here. And yeah, the father is 25%, I have to sort of obey him because of that portion, but Hashem is more than that. And not only that, Hashem also has a portion in the father and the mother. So, therefore, the child listens to the father. So in terms of that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more of an involvement in the creation of a person, of a child. But the Masim Tovim of a person are all his own. So that's why, that's the first reason Maharal says, why Ikar Toldos Hashem Shal Tzadikim Masim Tovim. Second reason he says, similar to this reason, but the second reason he says is the Gemara tells us in many places in Chas, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Meiras Shemayim. Everything is done by Shemayim. Everything is decreed, everything is set out, played out, all by Shemaim, except for Yirah Shemaim. What is Yirah Shemaim? So Rashi tells us in Brachos, Kol haba ala odam, anything that comes in a person, b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kigain, for example, Aruch, Kotzar, is he going to be tall, he's going to be short, Oni, Asher, he's going to be poor, he'll be rich, Chacham, Shaita, will he be smart or not, Lavan, Shachar, what his complexion will be like, Ha, Kol b'day Shemaim. Avol Tzadik v'Rasha, Enei ba yidei Shemayim. To be a Tzadik v'Rasha will not come from Shemayim. Person who can't say, alright, listen, if God wants me to be a good person, then he'll make me a good person. No, that doesn't happen. That is not in the script. Tzadik v'Rasha, Enei ba yidei Shemayim. Ezu Mosar b'yadei shal Adam. This Hashem gave to him. V'nazan lefanav shnei drachim, and he gave two roads, v'hu yivchaloi yirah Shemayim. He has to choose the path of Yirah Shemayim, which will lead him to become a Tzadik. So the goal of every person, when a person is born, the goal is not, oh, let's see if I can become rich, because that's already decided. Now, let's see if I can become as tall as Lenny Yadnai, because that's already decided. So the goal is not for any of those things. The goal is, my job is, the only thing that was given in a person when he's born, is to be a tzaddik or a rasha. So the goal is to be a tzaddik. Therefore, Eila told us, Noyach is tzaddik. First, Noyach was a tzaddik, because the main told of a person is his ma'asim tevim, is to be a tzaddik. Then after that, he also has other toldos, what we call toldos, we call offspring. And that is his children. So his children are secondary to himself, because when he gives birth to his children, what is that? He's giving birth to another person, a child. But when he does ma'asim tevim, becomes a tzaddik, he's giving birth to himself. So he is creating himself. It's a tremendous thing to be able to create a child, to have that schus of creating a child. But it's even a greater schus to be able to create oneself. That's how Maral explains the pshat in Rashi over here. So we learned the Rashi. You see from the Torah that it says, Eilu told us Nach, first tells us Nach was a tzaddik, then tells us who the children of Nach. You see that the Ikur told us are Masim Tevim. Why are they Toldos Masim Tevim? Number one, because in the Toldos of children, Hashem has more of an involvement than the person himself. And number two, in the Ikur Toldos of a person is because that is the person building himself. It's a change in himself, and not only a change in to create somebody else. But this, as Maral says, this is a Toldos Begufay. This is actually changing himself. And as the goal of a person in this world is to become a tzaddik, that means he himself will change. Every person is born a young, wild donkey, as the Pasuk in Eov says. All right? So in case anybody wants to think that his arrogance gets to his head, and he needs to lower that down, just remember, everyone was born a young, wild donkey. And from there, he has to turn into a mensch, a person. And he has to be more than a person. A person has to develop into a tzaddik. So when a person develops throughout his life, through Ma'asim Tevim, through the Yirah Shemayim that he acquires, he becomes a tzaddik, that's considered as if he's giving him birth to himself. He's creating himself. If the Torah puts, in the order of the Torah puts Noach first, and so the first tzaddik that we meet up with in the Torah, Mashkiach pointed this out, before even Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That means every person, even Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in order to develop all of their strengths in Avodas Hashem, needed some quality of Noach. What was the quality of Noach that he was able to become this tzaddik that he became? Because Avram, we know his midah was chesed. And Yitzchak, his midah was Gevura. And Yaakov's midah was Teferes, Emes, Teira. Yaakov had a lot. But it means in order for Avram Avinu to develop his midah of Chesed, and Yitzchak his midah of Gevura, and Yaakov his midah of Titan Emes LeYaakov, they needed to have a basis, they needed to have a foundation with something of Noach. And what was that foundation? What is it that every person needs in order to become this tzaddik? And that's what we see, because it's Noach that we point out as a tzaddik. Avram also is a tzaddik. But the Torah doesn't say, Avram, Eila told us Avram, and Avram was a tzaddik. And then let's find out why Avram was a tzaddik, and that's what we have. No, Avram, we know, focused on chesed, and if a person has within him, so that should be his focus, that's what he needs. But everybody needs to have the focus of how to go down the path of being a tzaddik. And that you can only learn from Noach. So what did Noach have that led him on the path to become a tzaddik?
Humility?
Always being is to walk with Hashem. It's in the pasuk.
Oh, there's also different because in Abraham's case it says that, it's a different phrase.
Right. Salak Lefanai. Yeah, right. Rashi points that out, right? Rashi points, even though he went with Hashem, but he needed Hashem's help a little bit. Yeah.
He was older.
No. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so these are possibilities. That's what became the son of Noach. But the fact is, Noach was an Ish Tzaddik. And the last pasuk of Parshas Bereishis tells us, V'Noach Motza Chein Be'enei Hashem. Why? The whole generation is corrupt. Right? And Hashem is upset at all creation. Ki Nichamti Ki Asisim. He's upset at all the rest of creation. But Noach Motza Chein B'nei Hashem, says the Sefer Charedim, who lived in the times of the Beis Yosef. The Charedim. He actually quotes a Medrash HaNelam.
How does he know it then?
Says the Sefer Charedim, in the name of this Medrash, that the Pasuk doesn't say Bnei Matzachim Ben Hashem. Why? It doesn't say why Ben Hashem. He says it must be that it's in the Pasuk itself. He says because Noach Matzachim Ben Hashem, because it was Noach. What does the word Noach mean? Noach and Chain are the same, he says. But what does that come from? He says it comes from Menucha. Three times it says in the pasuk in this week's parasha, Noach, Noach, Noach. Elo told us Noach, Noach is tzaddik, Ezekim is alach Noach. Because he was Noach be diburo, he was Noach be masav, and he was Noach be hiluchai. Which means he had, we spoke about this last week, Shabbos ba menucha. How on Shabbos menucha comes. What's menucha? We explained last week, menucha is the calmness in a person. The tranquility in a person's mind that he's able to focus exactly on what he has to do. Throughout the week, a person gets into the rush of life and the busyness, and he loses focus of what he has to do. Shabbos everyone has the ability to be able to gain that menucha back and to be able to focus on life and what he has to do, and his attention directed to becoming a tzaddik. But Noach took it from every Shabbos, he then took it and developed into an ish menucha. The Baruch HaKodesh they had, they're going to call him Noach. Zayin HaChameinu, he's going to bring Menucha to us. Noach possessed this idea of Menucha. Before any working on Chesed, of Gevura, of Emes, anything that a person has, he has to have Menucha. If he doesn't have Menucha in his life, in his mind, it means. If he doesn't have Menucha, if he's not calm and settled in his own mind of focusing in what he has to do, there's Bilbul Hadas. And there's confusion in his mind, and he's running this, then the Yetzirah gets him ready. Noach, we see, even though he's an Ish Tzaddik, in the end of the parasha we say he's a what? He's an Ish Ha'adama. Why? Because he planted a vineyard. Even though Chazal tell us that the world needed wine. We need wine. We use it for mitzvahs, for kiddush. Arba Kaiseis, we need wine. But the wine also has the ability to make a person Bilbul Hadas. So the complaint, says Rav Simcha Zisel of Kelm, says that the complaint on Noach was, indeed, the world needs wine. But you have to also teach the word that you are a person who has menucha. You're a person who has a clear thinking head. And therefore you were able to come a tzaddik. The first thing when you come out of the teva can't be that. You have to show that this is not going to be the first thing. Because this is something that could cause bilbul hadas. You can't, someone who has das tzulula can't have something that will cause, or the first attention is something that could cause bilbul hadas. As the Medrash says, when he planted those vines, the Yetzirah says, oh, that's it, I'm going to partner with you, and you'll see. You get too close to me, you're mine. The Yetzirah told him. So that's why he's called an Ish HaAdama, because he went to do that right away. But it's the Midah of Menucha, Menuchas HaNefesh that a person has to have, and that's what Noach had, and that's what he was Motzah Chayin Be'enei Hashem, because he had Menucha. And when he had Menucha, therefore he's able to live his life properly, because everything is put in perspective. Because a person has problems in life, and he gets consumed by that, and he forgets about this. And then a person has other issues in life, and he gets consumed, and he forgets. It's Bilbul Hadas. It's too much going on in his mind. He has to have a calmness in his mind. When a person has a calmness in his mind, if a person is tranquil, then he's able to become this tzaddik that he has to become. And then his ikur ma'asim tovim will become his toilotis. Rabbi Shaul Salanter says, Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, gam ki askin lo yosir mimena. That even when a person gets older, lo yosir mimena should not go away from it. What is from it? He should not go away from this idea that he always needs chinuch. The person always needs to be mechanech. And if he's not being mechunach from somebody else, he doesn't have his parents to be mechanach, and then he has to be mechanach himself. Chinuch also has the word chayin in it. And here we're saying that it has from the idea of menucha. The menucha sanefesh that a person has, we're able to keep him in focus of what he has to do in this life. What he has to produce, he has to produce himself. He has to make sure to create himself as a person to become a tzaddik. Only with menucha sanefesh could a person be able to stay on the straight and narrow, stay on the right path. And when, as a person goes through life, says Rabbi Shaul Salanter, Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, he has to have chinuch when he's very young. Certainly there, because he's too young to even have this menuchas nefesh. But not only does he have to have it when he's young, gam ki askin, even as a person grows older and older and older, lo yosir menuchas should not go away from it. From it, from meaning, from this understanding that a person always needs chinuch. From the understanding that a person always has to keep educating himself, creating himself, teaching himself and training himself. And when he does that, he will be zocher to become a tzaddik.